Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a chat about the confusion that is out there with everything to do with being in menopause. I mean, I had one of my beautiful people that is doing my program reach out to me today with a confusing situation that had happened to her, and I want to expand on it because I think if she is having this situation happening, and I know it's happened to me before, that this conversation could help a lot of you. Because I think that there's a lot of conflicting information in this space at the moment, which means people don't know what to do. So before we jump into this conversation, I just want to remind you that my program is actually going at the moment. If you missed it, then jumping on the waitlist for the next round is by far the thing to be doing. So I will drop the link here in the notes after we have finished here so you can jump on and be on the wait list. If you want to join my free protein challenge, that is the first place you will be notified. So get on there. You also get a discount if you decide to join my program later on. Or if you are ready for one-on-one changes, then I have a couple of spots for my one-on-one coaching, so we can jump on a call and have a chat about how to get your results now, so you don't have to wait till June when the next program starts. So depending on how that feels, you can make that choice. So let's get into this conversation today. So I had someone message me and she's like, I just listened to this podcast and I was hoping that it might be helpful to me. And it basically said the opposite of everything that you've been teaching us. So she's part of my Thrive program at the moment. Like, for example, one of the things was that this lady was teaching that you must eat within 90 minutes of waking up because of cortisol. Now, that is not something I teach. I obviously personally use intermittent fasting as a tool, and I teach that, and it has worked beautifully for me. So here's what I want to do. I want to open this up because there is a lot of conflicting information out there, and how do you work out what is right? So I know because I've been through this myself, and so the first thing is that you need to do some experimentation yourself. You need to, like I said to her straight away, I have actually been living this way for 7 years. So this isn't just me teaching you information. This is actually how I live, and the things that I implement and have changed in my life are how I live, and I do that day in, day out. So I personally can attest that they work because I do them right now. So that's the first thing. You need to, if you're interested in like making changes or testing something out, you need to be prepared to actually dive in and do that, test them for yourself, because you're not going to know. And the thing is, you need to give it like a little bit of time. So for intermittent fasting, for example, you can't just do it for a week and then expect there to be massive benefits. It's no different from turning up to the gym for a week and expecting to see a six pack after a week. Well, that's not going to happen. You need to have some time and give it a decent amount of time. That's why, you know, when I'm working with someone one-on-one, we work together for 12 weeks. That gives us a decent amount of time to implement these things so you can test them. We can like make some changes and play around with it, and you get the results you need, because it's not nothing. Nothing is like instant, right? So you need to be open-minded enough to test this for yourself, so you know how you feel. And I'll get to why that is in a minute. The second reason is because obviously I have studied, right? Like I've studied nutrition. I'm a health coach. I'm a qualified sports nutritionist. I'm a qualified keto coach. Like I have done the work, and I personally am educated. So it's not like, and unfortunately, I see this a lot on TikTok, where people are turning up and coaching people and they have no qualifications. Now, this is something to definitely be wary of. You want to be, you know, if you're tuning into me, I'm sure you're tuning in because, like, hopefully I'm sharing information that is valuable that can help you on your health journey. You need to be asking, like, where is that coming from? So I have studied nutrition, I've studied health coaching, I'm a sports nutritionist, like there is a base to my knowledge bank, right? And then of course, I'm actually in menopause. So hence menopause nutritionist, I am experiencing this. So I have had people reach out to me that are also coaching people in menopause. They're not in menopause, they're in their 30s. So they don't actually understand the shit show that menopause is because they haven't experienced how unique this stage of life is. And if you have had any of the menopause symptoms, you know what I mean. Like I don't even need to say anymore, right? Like it is not like anything you've experienced before. So unless you've actually been here, I'm not saying that they can't help you. I'm sure they can, but the reason that I can give you good advice is because I know I'm right here with you. We're like linking arms. We're journeying this together, right? The next thing I want to kind of like give you some, I guess, like feedback on is that the doctors I take, I guess, counsel from all are research-backed. So the reason that some of the protocols I am like put in place for myself and then teach on my program or to my one-on-one clients, there's research behind them. Like Dr. Mary Claire Haver, Dr. Mindy Powles, like there's all research backing intermittent fasting is helpful for menopause. You know, high protein is helpful for menopause. I wrote a paper myself on that, protein and menopause. Like, so what I want you to think about is, where is this information coming from? Is there research to back it up? And who is telling me this? Like, where are their qualifications? Where do they sit? So, and especially on places like TikTok and Instagram, where these days, every man and his dog is saying something about something, you know, you need to be asking the questions like, are these people qualified? Where's the research to back it up? Like, let's have a look at it. So these are tips to help you decipher and make those decisions for yourself, because you're going to have to try these things out. Because that's the next thing I said to her, is like, what does the evidence show you? Like, for me, I've been living this way for 7 years now. Well, not necessarily. It's the first few years I was like in the trial and error phase, right? I've done the hard yards for you, like testing stuff out and going through that kind of mess. But I've been living this way for like a good 5 years. And so what does the evidence show you? Like for me, like the evidence shows me like I got my body back. I got rid of the belly fat. I've got rid of the brain fog. I'm sleeping through the night. I'm not having any menopausal symptoms. Like, yes, I've just started taking HRT, but not because I was having any actual like physical menopause symptoms, except I will say, because if you missed my update on HRT, I just did that. So go back and listen to that and you'll get the recap on the HRT. The reason that I'm taking the HRT is because I do think maybe it's attributing to musculoskeletal injuries that tend to be like the highest symptom of menopause symptoms now. So the reason I didn't rush into HRT was because I actually wasn't having any symptoms. I went from having symptoms to changing my lifestyle, implementing all these different things. If you work with me, you know what my non-negotiables are. And those non-negotiables, like, they work because hello, I'm here. Like, that's what the evidence shows me. So I said to her today, I'm like, well, what does the evidence show you? You've been doing this now for 6 weeks. What does the evidence show you? You've lost weight. You've got better energy. You've got no brain fog. Your mood's better. You know, you're happy. Like if it's working for you, then this is tick. If the evidence shows that maybe you're not feeling your best and you're not feeling great and you're not losing weight, then maybe you should go listen to the other lady and whatever she had to say. But I know with the amount of people that I help and how I live personally, and if you follow me on my, you know, social media, I post my life. Like, you see what I do. I do a lot. And I know that it works. So you have to kind of ask yourself these questions. And it's like, the reason I did this little chat today is because I understand that it's not easy to work this out when you don't know the things. Like, this is my job. So for me, I am educating myself every day. Like, every day I'm tuning in to the new information, the new research, what's going on. Like, I am kind of at the forefront, if you like. I understand that if you're not a nutritionist or you're not in the health space or you have no idea what HRT is or you don't know what to do or you don't know how to eat high protein, it's you're hearing things and how do I work this out? So I'm hoping that these tips that I'm giving you today will give you a bit of a framework for when you hear something, not just believing it off the bat, because there are some people putting things out that I blatantly do not agree with. And then I go back to the doctors that I study with and I'm like, have you seen this? And they're like, yep, rubbish. Like, you know, and these people have written books. So it is a difficult situation when this is happening and you've got to try and decipher what's going on. So that's why I try and put out as much information to help you as I can. If you ever have any questions, like, make sure you're following me on social media and shoot me a message. I'm always happy to answer if you're not sure of something. And then truly, like, test stuff out. And then you can ask yourself, what does the evidence show me? Because until you've experienced something and you know whether it's working, like, did I lose weight? Do I feel better? Is my energy, you know, on track? I usually look at like energy, mood, fat loss, focus, and sleep. Those kind of big five things, you know, to start us off, are the things that you want to be mindful of. Like, if right now you're listening into this and you're like, okay, how's my energy? Like, rate it out of 10. How's my mood? Rate it out of 10. How's my focus? Rate it out of 10. Fat loss or body composition. Are you happy with how you look? Or are you at that spot I was at like 4 years ago where literally felt like I was 4 months pregnant? That I was not happy with. So how's your sleep? Rate it out of 10. Like, if you are like 10, 10, 10, 10, yeah, what you're doing is like working, and yes, that's where we want to be. If you're like 5 out of 10, damn, I really need to get my energy better. Like, these are kind of, I guess, notifications that we can be like, okay, like, let's get ourselves on track, because there's no reason why you can't. You just need to find out what you need to do to make those changes, to fix those things. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to come do it for you. You've got to like kind of take stock of this yourself. And if you're not 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, then let's go. Let's fix that. Let's change it. So I hope that this information is helpful, because I do understand there's some very conflicting information out there. And generally, this is why I wanted to do this today. Like, she sent me this through this morning and I'm like, literally what I've just spoken to you about is what I said to her, you know. And I understand that it can be confusing. So then sometimes what happens is when we get too confused, we do nothing, and then that's not good for anyone. So especially if you just did not get 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 on that little like test we just did, then you want to be doing something about it. So I hope that helps.
As always, thanks so much for tuning in. And if you are happy to leave a review or a rating, I would truly, truly appreciate it. Like, share, follow. And follow me on social media and send me a message. I would love that. And if you have any questions or any topics you would like me to specifically talk about, then you can let me know over there. That would be so good. And then, of course, I'm going to remind you to jump on the waitlist. I'll pop the link in the notes here. And have the best day. Wherever you are in the world. See you next time.